Hi, I'm Lila Garrett, host of Connect the Dots, which is on KPFK Monday mornings from 7 to 8. For the past week, KPFK has been devoting time to the challenge of what it takes to develop a new left in these strangely conservative times. I use the word strangely because it seems odd that the more evidence there is that people of the world are being devoured by the mega rich and powerful, the more laws we pass to protect them. Despite the fact that the rest of the world's people, particularly in the Arab nations, are starting to stand up to the power grabbers, our people continue not just to tolerate them, but to vote for them. We need only to look at the last election. In the face of epidemic foreclosures, gothic loss of personal savings, infuriating Wall Street and bank bailouts, 14% unemployment, 50% of us have no health care insurance, in the face of Tucson, one of the most hideous examples of gun violence in our history, do we support candidates who will correct these crimes? No. We vote for candidates who will increase them. We vote for a right-wing Congress who is determined to get rid of whatever health care protection the Democrats were able to eke out. We vote for a Congress who believes that shooting rampages can be stopped not by getting rid of guns, but by increasing them. We vote for a Congress who hysterically insists that the government not provide jobs for people New Deal style, but instead we put that task back in the hands of corporate giants who caused the problem in the first place, and who continue to send our jobs overseas. We're out of step with the rest of the world. They are revolting. We are complying. Like lemmings, afraid of drowning, we rush into the sea. What can one call that? Getting it over with? Hoping for a miracle? Or just being so angry that the easiest people to take it out on are ourselves? So in creating the new left, I say, step one is to take a moment and recognize that we are being self-destructive. The second step is to stop being seduced by words. Obama likes to use the word bipartisanship. So does Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. In fact, it's hard to find a politician who doesn't cherish the concept of bipartisanship. The problem is there is no such thing. What it stimulates is inaction, do nothing, compromise, lie, don't fight, be nice, pretend the knife at your throat is a feather. In creating a new left, calling a myth by its proper name is essential. Bipartisanship is the consummate myth. The only myth which is even more of a lie is nonpartisanship. We need to look no further than the highest court in the land to establish that. The Supreme Court, which tradition insists is above partisanship, is in fact, of the three branches of government, the most partisan. Its pompous insistence that it is innocent of such activism and prejudice so contradicts its claim of moral superiority that the court has moved from a national embarrassment to a national disgrace. You have Justices Scalia and Thomas, who are regulars at gatherings of right-wing organizations like the Koch brothers and the Heritage Foundation. Both justices are even reputed to have been guest speakers at such events. And you have Clarence Thomas, who not only said he forgot that his wife earned $600,000 from the Heritage Foundation, he lied about his income to the press and the public. Can he do that? Isn't he a public servant? Don't our tax dollars pay his salary? This Supreme Court isn't holding up the Constitution. It's ripping it to shreds. Has the Supreme Court lost its usefulness? Did it ever have any? Why did it exist in the first place? Wasn't that another right-wing compromise from the beginning? If we are to create a new left, the Supreme Court must first be put where it belongs, out of business. Right now, it has jurisdiction over everything. There can be no new left, nor a survival of democracy, as long as a Supreme Court exists which can veto any and all of it.